I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An explosion and deadly fire rocked the Bangladesh port city of Chittagong Saturday night. The government's reported 50 official casualties, but hundreds of people are still missing. Firefighters responded to the blaze, but used water on incorrectly labeled hydrogen peroxide. This caused further explosions that killed some firefighters and even people in the surrounding streets. Bruce Allen with FMI compares it to the Beirut port explosion in August of 2020.
Reports that I had received was that debris from the explosion was found a third of a mile away from the blast site, and the impact area was at least 1.5 miles around the site. You know, shattered windows, all that sort of thing.
FMI has a thriving church plant in Chittagong. FMI partners from other areas are on their way to the city to help the recovery process. Pray their love would point many to Jesus. And in late May, the Middle East Council of Churches, or MECC, met in Egypt for the first time since its founding in 1968. The Coptic Orthodox Church hosted the meeting in Cairo. Mary Joseph, a SAT-7 communications officer based in Cairo, says,
"So it was a good thing to see all the leaders gather together in Egypt and discuss things. Maybe they may have not reached the solution for every problem ecumenically, but it's good to see them gathered here after a long time of not gathering. The MECC has not been gathering every year."
The Egyptian president even addressed the assembly, saying he wanted to spread a culture of diversity and religious freedom in the country. The statement comes after the stabbing of an Egyptian priest in Alexandria, Egypt. Ask God to comfort and heal the Egyptian Christian community. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.